opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And we have a live show for you today. Today is February the 23rd, 2017. Happy birthday to my beloved mother. Love you, love you, love you. So just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. And welcome you to call in at any time. And it's very easy. What you can easily do is just give us a call at 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. Then hit star. That will unmute you. We'll see you in the queue, and we'll definitely bring you up so that you can make your comment, your question or your comment known. And it's so important that we have a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So it is very, very important that we have the monologue, that the dialogues that are so necessary. So you can give us a call at any time at the number 866-510-9025, then hit star. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we must continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by giving some of your financial energy. You could go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, this network, and that's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And then in the far right-hand margin, you'll see the icon for donations for the network. And I would definitely ask that you all give some of your financial energy to the network so it can continue to do what it's been called to do and what it's been created to do so that it can continue to bear fruit. So, but as I always say, that we must not just be the eaters of fruit. We must feed the roots, because without feeding the roots, there will be no fruit that will be born, that will bear. So very important. So how you can do that is give some of your financial energy very easily by going to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, and then just go ahead and give your hit the donation and then follow the prompts that's there, and it will definitely pull up. It will show you how to do that. So looking forward to definitely continue to see what Black Talk Radio Network is going to do in the future, and we definitely need your overall input to do just that. Okay, so everyone, also Black Talk Radio Network has established a place in which you can engage in some of your overall social media known as BTR Community, and you can very easily find BTR Community by going to btrcommunity.com, and is also on the website for Black Talk Radio Network. You can follow it there as well. Very, very important, because this is something that you can engage in social media, your social media activities, without being adversely affected from that. You know, you can post whatever it is that you want. You're not going to be adversely affected by it. Your identity won't be sold in to any bidder. So it's very, very important, in my opinion, that we engage in the mediums that have been created for us all. So you can do that definitely by going there. And it's only $24 a year to be part of BTR community. I no longer post, or I no longer even check the FedBook page. A lot of you call it Facebook. I don't even engage in it. I don't do any other mainstream media outlets, as we listened to yesterday when the evil Berninsky families had said on MSNBC's network that the media is that it's their job to control the minds of the people. So that's why I don't like, you know, that overall outlet. I try to mitigate it as much as I can, the effects of it, and I just try not to engage in it. So one of the opportunities you could do is go to BTR community and do all your social media activities there, $24 a year. Okay, so next we have coming up March the 23rd of 2017, we are going to have a wealth seminar. It's going to be Family Business Private Wealth Seminar. Will be in Dallas, and it's going to be put on by the Vault Media Group, and it's going to be from 1 p.m. Central Standard Time to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on March the 25th in Dallas. If you would like to obtain tickets, you could definitely text me, and then I will text me a email for you, and then I will send the invite, or you can go to BTR Community's social media network and go to Tando Radio Show. It's posted there, and you can pick it up from there. So those – actually, I think some brothers from the Vault Media Group will be coming on today. I think they will be coming on. So if they do, I'll definitely jump them in. So that's one of the things that's coming up March the 25th. And it is $100 for couples, $125 for single tickets, and it's going to be here in Dallas. So hopefully you all will come down. I'm looking forward to having an opportunity for those of you, the many of you that have reached out to wanting to be a part of it, looking forward to it. They're only going to believe they're only going to have a capacity of 80 people, so make sure that you're one of the 80. So that is very, very important because what you're going to be learning is you're going to actually be able to learn how to transfer real prosperity to generations that in those that you have yet not named. And I think that's so important. You know, sometimes, especially when it comes to investing, investment is about going forward. It's not always about you individually, but going forward. And we've already seen the ills of us not investing. You look at our overall standings financially in the world is because in most cases for a lot of different reasons, our talent and our abilities and our prosperity was actually siphoned or was actually redirected to someone else's benefit, and it's not been going to you. You know, we all should have had force multiplying prosperity from generations behind us, but we didn't. And this is where it needs to stop somewhere, and I definitely say it would stop with you because you're cognizant of it, and you see the need and necessity of it because of what you had to endure. So it's going to, you know, it's really going to take the discipline of someone to invest forward, and that's really what it really takes. So that's what this symposium is definitely going to be all about, and believe me, you will be happy that you're there. Also, if you would like to acquire some Girl Scout cookies, you can text me, 951-790-8330. A lovely entrepreneurial young lady is selling her Girl Scout cookie, and if you would like to help out with that, just definitely give me a text me at 951-790-8330. Also, we have, if you're interested in acquiring real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint. That's PROSPERITYMINT, Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email wolf6pack1 at Gmail before you make a purchase. But check out what's there in inventory. And if you're not paid in the way that a king or a queen is paid or a lady and a gentleman is paid, if you're paid in the way that a slave is paid in pieces of paper cash, doesn't mean that you have to save that way. The overall key to Any form of prosperity or wealth starts, ladies and gentlemen, with you becoming a prodigious saver and saving your labor, saving your energy. So you could do that with the most perfect form of money, that being the precious metals. So one of the most perfect forms, but it's probably one of, if not the most perfect form of money. Cash is not money, ladies and gentlemen. I know that's what the system in society and in schooling has said, and they repeat it through different things. Just because someone repeats something doesn't mean that it's necessarily true. Cash is not money. It never has been. It is just a medium of exchange. It's currency is really what it is. And never mistake currency for money, or else you will lose. At some point and at some time, either you or your heirs will lose. And even if it doesn't take that long, you're still losing. Every person that thinks that currency is money is losing. And this is very, very important for us to know and to reengage and to see how that really works. And if you don't know, you can easily give me a call at on the show at any time, regardless of who you are. You can be an economist from Yale, from Harvard, from Stanford, or wherever. And I will tell you the truth will be in the pudding. It's not a matter of opinion. Just because you have an opinion about something doesn't mean that it's true. The truth of the matter is that cash is not money, never has been, never will be. And so if you don't understand what that really truly means and why I say that, anytime, give us a call here at Tando Radio Show, 866-510-9025, and hit **. It'll unmute you. I'll see you in queue and just ask the question. And I'll tell you why. The truth of the matter is that cash is not money, never will be money, and it can't be money because it can't do what money does. It can only do what it can only do what it's capable of doing, and that is currency. Okay, so let's jump into. Let me see what. I've got something. Right after Tando Radio Show, BIB Black in Business is going to be on. CC is going to have a special guest, Sherry Johnson. She's an ex-IRS agent who actually was incarcerated. And, you know, that is something Sherry Jackson. That's something you definitely want to be a part of right after Tando Radio Show. So all of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, hold on. Right after the show, you want to be listening to Ms. Jackson, as she talks about her ordeals and the importance of those. So check that out right after Tando Radio Show. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. Let me think how I'm going to do this. All right, let me just do it this way. What's in the news? First article that we have posted here, it comes from Business Insider. Trump says China is a grand champ. is a grand champion at manipulating its currency. This, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be a major problem. And I will tell you, that may be true, but the United States has always been a grand champion of stealing other people's asset by giving them just a piece of worthless paper known as cash. Cream. Cash rules everything around me, because by you holding it, you're being ruled by someone. And that is what they have been the grand master of. So check out that article. Next article comes from LA Times. Hit by the worst flooding in a century, San Jose got little warning of an impending disaster. San Jose had to evacuate a large portion of its city yesterday because of the massive flooding. Check out that. The flooding is going to continue in California as the overall spring runoff has not even started. Winter has not even started. And the overall snowpack is so much. I believe the snowpack is almost up to 200 feet. And that, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what you do with that water, it has to go somewhere. And if they release it as they've been doing, if they're causing major flooding throughout the northern part of California, but it's so much water, once it runs off somewhere, they're going to have to release it, else you could have a major, major catastrophe, and those dams could give. And that in itself is going to be huge. We've been talking about that. Very, very important. So check that out. Next article, this one comes from Rye sent this one. This comes from The Guardian. Australia, let me see. Let's see. Australia has, man, it's got daggone, its food chain has been compromised, and its fish with herpes. Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. So check out this one. This comes from The Guardian. Let me move this down. Next article, this one comes from RT. Riot police and military Humvees enter Standing Rock. So check out that. They also have a live feed for that. So check that one out. Next one comes from Rod sent this one. This was from foodandwine.com. One-fifth of the world's food goes to waste. Yes, that's so true. So check out that. Next article, let me see where this one comes. This one comes from booningbooning.net. This one, Rod sent this one. Let's see what this is. Lawsuit forces DOJ to admit that Obama administration sneakily killed transparency bill. So check out that one. Very true. Next one from The Verge. The FCC new chairman has just had its first real interview. Here's what it's telling about us and about him. Check out that. And Rod said, very interesting interview. I would want to see what this guy is going to do. He seems to operate best in his best interest of the corruption from what I've seen so far. Let's see what he does with the net neutrality. So it's so true, Raj. Next one, I don't know what this one, it didn't come up. This one came from Times, the money from Times. I don't know. Oh, it says bank ATM overdraft fees. Raj sent this one. And let me see if I could pull this up. This one came from Times.com, money. And it says bank ATM, big banks made a ton of money last year from ATM and overdraft fees. So Raj put that in. It's so true. This one of the scams and that goes on within the financial realm. So check out that one. Next one. Next article. Move this down. Came from The Guardian. Exoplanet discovery. We talked about this yesterday. Check out that article. The seven size planets that were NASA said that they found. Next article comes from The Tennessean. How Tennessee could help start a constitutional crisis. And, man, let me tell you, if they do, it's going to open up so, so much where they could totally change the overall constitution. And this is why I always say, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's very critical that we understand that the letter of the law and your overall rights and your so-called freedom that's given by the letter of the law, this is why I never claim my civil rights or any form of civil rights, because I've actually read the Civil Rights Act and I read the laws. I know what they really do mean and what they're actually intended to do. This is why any rights that man writes down for you can be repossessed. And that's exactly what's done. And if they have a constitutional, they call a constitutional convention, they can totally change the constitution. Doesn't really, for me, it doesn't really matter. But for other people that really would make, it doesn't really matter for me because I don't really adhere to the so-called letter of the law. I adhere to the greater moral side of it all. I adhere to the spirit of the law, which is much more important. And it never has to be rewritten. It never has to have an addendum. It never has to have an act of furtherance. It never needs any further redrafting or to revolutionize it, because it's timeless, because it's eternal. Man's laws are temporary, and they are temporary and revocable. Very, very important that we understand this. Until we start thinking in a different way, from a different manner, until we stop using the same consciousness that created the problems, those problems will continue to be the bedrock of our destruction. So very important that we establish a new consciousness so that we can re-engage the sovereign eternity of the spirit of the law and the sustainability that goes along with it. So check out that article. Very, very telling, very important. Next one. This one comes from Reuters. Mexico, hostile at Trump's deportation rules before U.S. talks. The celebrity figurehead Rex Tillerson is down, was down in Mexico yesterday, and boy, this thing is getting, they're going to be getting hot and heated, but this is going to bring about the advent of events that are going to happen that are going to destabilize everything globally, but particularly the United States will be the victim of it all, and we're going to talk about that in some detail today. So check that out. And that came from Reuters. Next article. This one didn't show up. Where did I get this one? Where did I get this one from? Oh, man. This one is kind of... And this one comes from frontpagemag.com. Okay, this isn't one I thought it was. Last night's in Sweden, check that out. Sweden is definitely having some destabilization, some directed destabilization, because it's going to actually bring about the events and the energy that is wanted. So check out that article that we said last night in Switzerland. Problems. What's the problem? Well, it's the same usual, it's the same problems as always. So check out that. Next one. This came from the ChristianPost.com. Biracial ESPN anchor says worst racism she received comes from black people. And I said, hope we all see the problem here. And we'll talk about that in a second. As we go into today's part of today's show, very, very important. So I would definitely highly suggest that you read this article and you can get out from it, from what's necessary. But I'm going to tell you, there's an agenda behind this, and it always has been and it always will be. And we'll talk about that in a minute. So check that out. And I'll just say this about Stage Seat Steele. She was the ESPN commentator that said that. You know, she had said something about Colin Kaepernick sitting down, and she how it was, you know, unpatriotic and disrespectful and all, everything else to the veterans and everything else and everything. And I kind of laughed at what she said, because I realized that I felt for Stage, because she was buying into, which she's been schooled to do in many different ways from her upbringing and what, you know, the institutions of school has and what they fortify and then they augment throughout life, is that she's not looking at this from, she's looking at this from a position that the system wants her to look at it from. And because of that, she's not able to see the true problem behind the whole thing. You know, what Colin Kaepernick did was a choice of Colin Kaepernick. Who are you or anybody else? But she didn't attack Colin, which I, you know, appreciate. She just voiced her opinion, which is her, you know, her free will and something that she can do. But I thought that her opinion, which just because someone has an opinion doesn't make it right, was completely off base, It doesn't really matter. Even if you, from looking at the overall constitutional rights that are had, which I don't myself, I don't think that that is at all in the best interest of anyone other than the system itself. But from the constitutional standpoint, he had the right to do, he had the right to do whatever it is that he wanted to do as far as not standing for the national anthem. But that is also, those rights can be actually revoked and actually confiscated and actually repossessed. But he chose to express himself that way, and she attacked and everything else. But I would say that, you know, just from even from their standpoint of those that were trying to say how unpatriotic and how unconstitutional it was, no, it was probably one of the most, from the standpoint of the letter of the law, was one of the most American stance in a very long time. Why? Because he objected to something that was happening. He chose, and they all said that this was disrespectful to the vets. Well, those individuals that were in the military, they were told that they're fighting for the freedom of people to make the decision that Colin did. So come on, y'all, wake up, Sage. It's much bigger than what you benefit from. And then I know that there was another person that went in real hard on her, NFL players, Miko Grimes. Man, she went in just way hard, and I understood what Grimes was saying. And a lot of people don't like her, but, hey, I have no problem with her. And nor do I have a problem with Steele. I think that she should express her views and everything else, but I think that it is something that she should really look at from all sides and look at from a different consciousness than that one that has created the problem. We're going to talk about that. So next article comes from AP News. Oh, and if you'd like to chime in at any time on it, too, you can give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and then hit **. Next comes from AP News. The Mexicans wait the daunting prospect of deportation camps. Believe me, that definitely can happen. And so check out that article. Next article comes from alpac.us. Group renews call for safe passage for illegals to leave the United States. And this all goes hand in hand with today's show. And today's show is going to be about dreams have a way of becoming nightmares that turn into a reality, America. And that's exactly what, in my opinion, that's exactly what has happened. It's a dream that has turned into a nightmare. Dreams have a way of becoming nightmares, and nightmares have a way of becoming reality. And that reality is known as America. But that is something that it's incumbent upon us how we give energy to and how we respond to it. So we're definitely going to tackle that in today's show. So we're going to jump right into it. But at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and then we'll hit **. Now, just from what is the nightmare that I think that we have in America? Well, they have something that they is flawed on paper, and it's even worse in deeds. Its creed is flawed, as well as its deeds are immorally flawed and purposely done so. And this is one of the tricks and the deceptions, is why I always say, as you already know, the key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. The trick in this whole thing that's trying to get you to believe is that you have some real type of freedom in America, which in actuality you do, because it's a freedom that's mandated and granted to you by another man, by written laws that are inscribed by a pen. Excuse me. But that pen is giving you no sovereignty and no self-determination, nor is it moral, nor is it malevolent. It's benevolent at its root, it's malevolent at its root cause. The thing that is benevolent is the spirit of the law, which we have chosen to walk away from. And I think it would be high time that we start to, if we really want to fix things, we need to get back to a more stable and sustainable way of coexisting eternally. So that's what I believe we all do, my opinion. So the creed of the law, and that's not just here, it's everywhere on this planet, because the governments are in one big fraternity to control what they call their citizen, that being you, and we accept it. Okay, yes, I'll be your citizen, and that is nothing more than a politically correct way to say I'll be your slave. And until we understand that, until we see what that really means and how that really affects, it will continue to happen. But before we jump into today's show, I think we got some brothers from – 1 second. Truth Ali, that's you, brother.
Yes, sir. Peace, brother.
What's going on? Okay, man. What's happening?
I'm doing well. Peace.
Good. Well, let's talk about the event. What we're going to do real quick, Sharif is a part of the Volt Media Group, and they're having an event here in Dallas. So I wanted Sharif to once again come on and talk about it and the importance of it and why you all should actually be engaged in this opportunity. So Sharif, tell us about the event and why should everyone attend, and why did you put this together? You and the Vault Media Group.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you. So, I mean, really, we put this event together because we're doing what you're supposed to be doing as a melanated or African Indigenous descent individual, which is creating community here in North America.
I pulled your partner up as well, just so you know. I unmuted. Okay. Go ahead.
So, you know, we wanted to, you know, create an environment where brothers and sisters can learn, particularly what we call private knowledge. You know, most people have been brought up with a public education, and we've just been trained in specific private investment vehicles, ways to conduct yourself in finance and things of that nature that's very creative. And you and your family being the private bank where you're not having to take out loans traditionally. And so, you know, we're here to pass that information along. We know David in the area of the Dallas area, so it's best, you know, that we invite you in and do an event with you. And we know that you do have a great understanding of the precious metals, and so our audience needs to hear about the precious metals. And so, as well, you know, the event is going to be about 7 hours long. It's from 1 to 7. It's on a Saturday. It's on the 25th of March, and it's going to be in the Dallas area. And you can all RSVP by I'll give you the email here, but you all can RSVP. It's an RSVP-only event. And we only really conduct about 40 events a year right now, you know, and so we look to control the groups of people that we train in this knowledge. It is private knowledge. It's not something that's just circled out in the public. And the reason why it's not is because money, unless you are making a certain amount of money, you're not privy to certain financial information. And so it's not that the information is dangerous in all respects. It's that most people don't know how to execute these instruments and things successfully because they don't have a community surrounding them. And that's what we provide as well. We have a training system that we provide to individuals. We also have a podcast that we provide to individuals. And so we make it a point to keep individuals trained on how to be a private trustee of your family estate. Because we know full and well that our people have been in this country for years and they have not held down their estate. They do not have an estate. Their family passes on wealth. They don't know how that wealth is being passed on. They don't know how to administer it to the next generation. And we do these things tax-free. And that's something that's very important, too, is understanding how to minimize your tax liability. And a lot of people don't know how to do that. They think paying taxes is legal and it's your American, you know, whatever that is, whatever your law-abiding citizen status, whatever that is. But at the end of the day, you know, we're going to be going over this type of philosophy and thought process, as well as we will be going over the system of vehicle that we use. Because in business, you can use many different type of vehicles. But in our system, we use a specific style of vehicle, and it's efficient. And, you know, we make it a point to take people to tax-free. That's where we want to take our people, because we know that that's where the game is at. We have a lot of our people in our community that have charitable interests, but, you know, they don't always make it a point to know how to have that vehicle set up properly. And we do it from a private perspective, not from a public perspective. We always make that distinction. So it's just basic little things like that we're going to be going over for individuals, enlightening them on and making sure that we can possibly partner with them in the future. Because people with the information that I have, they don't do business with people that don't have this information. You know, it's no need for them. You know, a lot of people are looking for investors. We don't need investors. We're our own investment. We have private banking going on. We understand how to mitigate those things. So,
and you know, Sharif, you said something that's very, very important for people that may not be privy or have not heard of this before. They may take offense to that, but it's not offensive of what you're saying. It's actually true. And what Sharif is saying is that there are certain entities, individuals, that will not do business with anyone else because the people that aren't on the same, aren't operating the same as them, are a liability. Just as if you have a preparedness group, like Brother Davis was on yesterday on Wise Wednesday. And there, he was talking about the one gentleman says, no, I can't tell you where it is. And I don't put, because we don't want people, just because it's a private thing. And that's the exact same thing financially. And there are opportunities that these brothers have for you so that you'll be able to engage in things that will bring more momentum, economic momentum to you and your, and it will give you more sovereignty and self-determination. And this is very true. And it's so true what he said there is, it's very, very true that there are certain entities that will not do business or have ventures or have engagement on a certain level, a very profitable and protective level with other people that aren't, because there becomes a liability. That they don't like them, they don't want them, they don't, this is just that because they are not operating in a certain way, they're a liability because they're not. And that's very, very important. So I just wanted to say that to you, because that was so very true. And I know your partner's on board here too. If he wants to jump in at any time as well, definitely do.
Yeah, so just share, you know, I think, you know, so does my business partner. You know, we've been doing business for a while, and, you know, we both don't work jobs. You know, we can tell, you know, your audience that we don't work jobs. We work for ourselves. You know, I've been an entrepreneur since I was 18 years old, and I've just been privied and taught and trained in specific information. You know, I know sometimes it's a leap of faith to see what people are trained in, but I'm trained in a specific manner. And so, you know, we have an audience, you know, already, so well, that's what we market to, and, you know, we've grown through our specific hand reaching, the hands that we've shaken and people that we reach out to through the Internet. So, you know, we have it. But for someone that's in the dark, you know, the name of the event is called Family Business Private Wealth. You know, it's about your family, and you have to make an investment in yourself. And that means take an investment means you have to take a risk. See, people, savings doesn't mean that anything's at risk. But an investment means something can possibly be at risk. And so you do have to take a risk. Just like you take a risk on your degree, you have to take a risk on everything else. And it's just a risk for you to learn and better yourself. And it's well worth it because we're going to have David there. And we're not just having David there. We're going to have another speaker outside of me and my business partner, Soap. But so I would love for you to speak on your perspective on the matter of why the need of this event and why someone should come out.
Brother Soap. I think he may have unmuted here because he had some background noise. So he'll jump in whenever he gets a chance. So, yeah, so true. This event, March 25th, 2017 in Dallas, and until he may have missed it because I know you had some background noise, Sharif. So real quick, let's wrap it up. Give us the overall cost and how they can get in contact to join this this event.
Well, I mean, we definitely want individuals to reserve their spot because it is a head count. It's not something where they're just going to pay and then they're going to be, you know, there. We're controlling the numbers. We don't need to, you know, make this a 1,000 people event. That's not necessarily what we're going for here. But we are looking to, you know, have, you know, under 100 people come into a venue and learn particularly about private trust, private family foundations, learn about private equities, learn about private family banking in a very controlled and facilitated environment with individuals that are very much so knowledgeable and also living it. We're going to be, like I said, in the Dallas area. We'll be at one of the airports. I mean, at one of the one of the airport hotels. You know, but we also have, you know, limited rooms there. We do have discounted rooms there. And so, you know, we want individuals to take advantage of that. But, you know, as far as, you know, the location, we just want individuals to RSVP so we can really know that you're serious. You know, we do have a process. And once we send you the RSVP and you pay, you'll see the location disclosed. You know, once again, we don't call ourselves private and we're halfway with it. And I think that's the issue when it comes to the lifestyles. Like, my mentors are not in the public pushing this information. So when it comes to individuals wondering, you know, why there's a level of privacy to what we're doing, I mean, you know, that's their choice on whether they want to take that risk. I took that risk when I found out about my mentor. He was having a meeting, and I didn't know much other than, okay, they're going to be going over these five things. And I said, okay, I need to learn those five things because I know that those five things were valuable. Once again, which are private family banking, which are private trust, which are private family foundations, you know, learning about private equities. Those things are very, very important. You know, we always talk about people becoming economically relevant. This is what makes someone economically relevant. It's having the system in place privately. You know, our people beg for Black Wall Street, but they don't know about how to pass on their wealth privately. So I just think that because those things aren't taught, you know, I'm willing to take the risk and come out here and teach our people. But we have a rainbow audience, but they are put on for our people. This is my charitable aspect of me for cultural development for our people, is in business and finance, and particularly private business and finance, you know. And so it's not just public things, you know. So you know, the event is not overly pricey. It is something that's worth the ticket, just because we have to mitigate the price for the individual so we can keep it under 100. But other than that, I mean, you know, we're fine. And we look forward for you all to reach out and contact to us. You all can contact us at the letter H, like Henry, F, like Frank, R, like Ronald, N, like Nancy, period, Vault. Like a vault that you put money in or a safe. It's called VAULT, vault@gmail.com. And so, once again, that email is hfrn.vault@gmail.com. And we reply back to everybody. There's no, you know, not to say that there's a rush, but I'm so excited. We're like 29 days away. Really excited for us to have this event because, you know, we're really going to get a fresh group of minds. That are ready to learn and move forth with really truly community building, putting their money where their mouth is. We look forward to seeing those individuals come out. And so we look forward to giving you the best. I'm sure David's looking forward to giving you the best. Every speaker that we have is looking forward to giving you the best. And we're looking to give you that tangibility always that you can walk away and go set something up for your family within the next month or coming days in all respects. So, we're excited, you know, like I say, 29 days away and just excited, David. So hfrn.vault@gmail.com.
For sure, brother. Man, Sharif, thank you. You and Salt got to come back on. I think he had a little background noise, so he probably muted himself out. So we'll definitely talk to you all again. Because as you said, it's right around the corner, looking forward to it. You had to count the days countdown, 29 days. And this is something that is definitely going to be beneficial to everyone that attends. And I'm looking forward to meeting everyone that's there because, you know, it won't take very many people. But the people that will be there and will gain from this, they will look back and say, wow, I'm glad I did. I'm
it's
glad I did. Because
it's
just like it definitely,
you know?
Is. It's an
investment.
It's like
reading
a
book on money, you know. If you read a book on money,
you're
supposed to learn how the money works. So this is just a level of learning how private business is facilitated. And once again, it's private. It's not public. If it was public, you could read it in the public. But we specifically are instructing you and letting you know from the beginning that it is private. So it is a specific form and different form of information other than public information that people have been privy to their whole life.
So true. So I'm looking forward to it, brother, and let's stay in contact as we get closer. We're going to do, and I thank you, and I thank the Vault Media Group for putting on this event for our families and bringing this opportunity because it's so, so important, especially for how things are starting to unfold globally in the geopolitical and the financial realm. So much love, much respect, brothers, and we'll stay in contact, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, thank you, and peace and blessings to the whole network and Tando Radio. Peace.
Much love. Much love. All right, brother, we'll talk soon. All right, so we'll catch up, brother. All right, so, yeah, it's, you know, this event, I'm glad that these brothers have put this on, and the reasons why they're putting it on is so important and critical, and for those individuals that will choose to RSVP and choose to be there, you will find that this, you will be quite happy that you did engage in it. The tickets for are 100 for couples and 125 for singles. So reach out to the Vault Media Group, and or you can actually reach out to me via Tando Radio Show, and I will send it to you, or you can actually text me your email address, and I will send you the e-vite, 951-790-8330. All right, so let's jump into the show. And what we need to do is, let me just reposition myself here. Okay, so where was I? Okay, got it. All right, so jumping back into the show, to, you know, when you look at how things are structured, the creed doesn't actually fall in line with the deed. What I mean by that is how they structured the writing of the laws for the every so-called everyday system is one thing, but the follow through on it, the actual energy that's behind it, and the actual adjudication or the agreement or how it's mitigated and how it works, is just totally opposite of what it was supposed to be. And that's, and it's designed that way for a reason. And it's designed that way because the fraternal order has to have subjects to maintain the order of the fraternity. They're not going, the fraternity itself is not going to expend that energy to acquire the overall wealth that they are able to acquire by people giving it up to them. They're not going to work honestly for that type of energy. One, because when an evil man looks at life, evil spirit will look about what it can take and not what it can create from a standpoint of collective prudence, a moral collective prudence. It always wants to consume the fruit. And it wants someone else to garden, to nurture, and to have a nursery of the roots. Why? Because it's a part of all of our free will. You choose to. We all have the capability of creating the energy force of our lives. Everything. We can create the direction that we want to create. So what is it that you really want to create? If you want to create something that is evil, you can easily be the evilest, meanest, nastiest person in the world. We've all been taught how to do that. We've all engaged in it. But is it our habit? Is it something that we don't inspire to do? But for many of us, it has become our habits. So would a man think? What a man says. So what a man says is what a man does. So what a man does becomes a man's habit. So as a man's habit goes, a man's eternity goes until there's a change. So what I want to do real quickly, is I want to look at this, as I said, the nightmare that has turned into reality. I want to look at it from two standpoints. And look at it from the standpoint of, for me, when you look at, and I'm just going to use this as an example, when you look at the overall measures of the borders right now, the conflict over the borders, I always say, show me a border, and I'll be able to see a map. If I'm able to see a map, then I'm able to see a battlefield objective. Every map is nothing more, is the foundation of a battlefield plan of theft by force. This is why they have all the borders here, there, and everything else. They mapped out the so-called planet. But did they really map out the planet? But see, we think that the planet actually has lines on it that are the demarcating lines of sovereignty, national sovereignty. And that's so far from the truth. But what happens is that because we've seen it on the map, we have put those boundaries and those borders in our minds. You got to request permission to go here, call the passport. You got to request permission to do this. See, you have to request permission, because you're requesting permission from the God that you and God you trust. That is not the great creator. It's the creation of a collective group of individuals that have energized. I hate to say it, ladies and gentlemen, but we are gods that are led by a demonic force. We're gods led by a demonic force, because you have the same abilities to create sustainability as a gift and as a token of love. But in that free will, we can choose to use it and exercise it from the way that it was intended to give to us. Because one of the great things one of the things that I always try to push is that the great creator will never go against your free will. Can't happen. Because then it wouldn't be love, it would be you're being told. You're being ruled. And this great sustainable eternal life that we have in this sustainable ecosystem that we have goes far beyond you. You may be important to it, but you are not essential to it. And it's regardless of what man tells you and what man has indoctrinated and schooled you. So when we look at these borders and these border wars that are about to come up, because that's really what they are, this is a facade, or this is a created force of destruction that we all uphold. It's a created force of destruction that we all uphold because we've been indoctrinated to that. I think we got a caller in queue. Welcome, caller from area code 414. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hi, this is Rob in Milwaukee. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Rob? How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm getting better by the day.
That's right.
Got a question.
Yes, sir.
Just shout out to just the Black Talk Radio Network, Mr. Scotty Reed, and just all the hosts on the line. During my injury, this radio network has been very pivotal in my life. And my question is,
but Rob, man, you have been so important to us, and we're in this together. This is a collective prudence thing. You're the reason that, you know, Scotty had a vision about how he wanted things to be, and that was his vision. But you energized and you started to feed the roots by your presence. And your presence is so important, because your presence is what is going to get us to where we truly need to be as a network and as programs, because of your contributions that you make daily. It has nothing to do with cash. It has everything to do with energy. So I appreciate you.
That's a good segue into my question.
Yes, sir.
So I've had the unfortunate experience of being a drug dealer for the majority of my life. And during that experience, I've always had a problem, like, walking in quote-unquote success, like having more material possessions than the next person, and or even sometimes being quote unquote better looking than somebody else. I've had a problem handling quote unquote success. And during this time where I've had to sit still, the lesson has been reoccurring to me. So as I'm about to basically get off the porch again, my question is, if there is anybody, you as well as anybody else on the line, as a black male with a bunch of bravado, Like, how do we handle the success and or being in the position that may have others looking up to you in a certain manner? And I'll mute my line. Thank you.
As always, Rob, great, great question. And I love how you always bring a personal aspect to it all. You are truly a doctor. And the thing about it is the beauty of is that we get to share. You help me so much, and I know that you help a lot of other people. And this is what you choose to do. And I would say to you, you are successful beyond this short period of eternity known as the physical realm. You have been successful throughout eternity, the past eternity, the present eternity, and the future eternity, because you are eternal spirit. And I would say for the success part of it all, I truly think that the measure of success depends on the ruler or the measuring stick that you're going to use. And it has nothing to do with materialistic things, because those are not living things. Those are inanimate creations that living people make. What is so important about your success, Rob, is that there are other people that listen to you and you share, and they hear your struggle. They hear your conquering of different things. And more importantly, you have a great seed of love that you expend in your own way every time you call. So you've been walking in your success. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, Scotty wants to chime in as well. Yes, sir. You've been walking in your success. And I'm going to tell you, in order to be a great champion, you have to first learn how to lose. Because there's an art to losing.
Profound.
You know the what's really at stake, and you've recovered from that, so that now you already walking in success. Because until the true measure of love is when you stop living for yourself, you start living for the advancement of someone else, and that's what you do, Rob. You are so successful, and it has nothing to do with the material gains that you've made. You've made so many eternal gains, brother, that there are many that are choking on their materialistic holdings, but they have no eternal love that they give. And that's the truth. That is what's going to be sustainable. And I don't know, brother, what the future all has for you, but I do know that you're perfectly built for it. You're perfect, and you're right where you're supposed to be, because there's not one person that could have endured what you had endured. It was uniquely designed for you for a reason, for you to be who you truly, truly are. And I appreciate you, brother. And I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to just talking privately to you. And what you offer, Rob, is more than any monetary donation any person on this planet can give by way of any instrument of death and destruction. You far exceed that, man.
Let me interject one thing before Scotty chime in. Scotty, can you get me a personal address so I need to sign up for the BTR community? And, man, I'm proud to say that, man, after being injured for so long, man, not being able to work, now I'm finally now in a position to make my first financial contribution to the network. And, man, that it really means a lot to me. You know, what you said, like, you know, man, my body, like, I've been disabled over this period of time. and the things that my body have been going through don't even physically seem possible. So I know the words you just spoke just rang so true for me, and thank you.
Yeah, my man, hold on 1 second, Rob. I know that Scotty wants to talk to you and has something that he wants to share with you. Is it okay if I call you? Because I meant to call you last. Is it okay I call you after the show? And
yeah,
is it the 414, Rob? Is that the one to call?
Right.
That's what I meant to ask you last time. I didn't get to ask
yeah,
you.
That's
oh,
him.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's him. When you call him, Dave, if you can give him our address, it is listed mm-hmm. on the website,
yeah.
you know, in the About section, Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina. And, Rob, I can really identify with you with that injury that you had. As I've told the story, I haven't mentioned it recently, but the Black Talk Radio Network was born while I was on my back suffering from an injury. I mean, I was paralyzed on one side of my body. My left leg started looking like a little chicken wing from atrophy and whatnot. And I have regained, you know, what I lost in terms of physical, you know, abilities and what have you. But to answer your question the way that I understood it, is and even, you know, your background, I share that background as well. And but the one thing that kept me grounded through all of my quote unquote any successes that I had was just always remembering what my mother always instilled in me and my siblings, and that is to treat people the way you want to be treated. She always instilled that into us. Now, she said, don't let nobody mistreat you, but you always want to treat people the way that you want to be treated. And, you know, I've had my highs and so-called lows working in the corporate world. Anywhere I have worked, I have always risen in the ranks, whether that was in position, which also comes along with pay. But I always know, though, that at any moment I could lose it all and have lost, you know, because of my ethical upbringing. When I see something wrong, while I may not stick my nose in it, if I'm called upon, like when that black woman was being sexually harassed at this company that I was doing very well at, I didn't stick my nose in it. But when her attorney called me to give a deposition, I felt compelled to tell the truth and tell what I saw, knowing full well that these crackers is going to retaliate against me, you know, any way they can. So I knew that was coming. But like my mom always say, my help don't come from man. My help come from the Creator. And I also say my help has always come from my family as well. And I understand everybody don't have a strong, you know, family foundation. Some of us are out here by ourselves and whatnot. And so, but that's how I've always kept myself grounded. Even now, you know, I had to learn how to take compliments as well. You know, because Black Talk Radio people tell me, you know, they associated with my name as if I'm the sole person behind it. Well, yeah, it was born in my mind, and I did put in the work to build it. But without the financial support from people, remember, I was out of work, and I did not apply for disability or anything like that. I had a little bit of savings, and again, I have a strong family around me. And so, but without those people, I made some initial investments, but then people came along and they invested too. Okay, I couldn't do this. I couldn't afford all this on my own. And so some people, they say Scotty Reed and Black Talk Radio. I'm like, you know, I've had to learn to just say, well, thank you, you know. But I always tell people, there's many more people behind this. All the people who have donated, all the hosts. Like Dave, I don't pay Dave to come on here, okay? He's not getting paid for this and whatnot. So many of us are volunteering our time and our talents in this collaborative effort. So it ain't about me. It's about us. And so, just really just trying to stay grounded and knowing you could lose everything, at a moment's notice, at a drop of the hat. So that's how I stay grounded and remember what my mother always taught me. Treat others as you want them to treat you.
Thank you.
Man, well said. So, Rob, I got the number. Well said, Scotty. Rob, man, I just – everyone that listens to Tando, in my opinion, I can feel it. They love you. What more can a man ask for? Now, just continue to cause that effect. Continue to share that. And I just know that you have such a – I'm going to tell you, whenever you have the hardest day of your life, make sure you go out and you watch the setting sun because it's rising on your bright tomorrow. It's rising on your bright tomorrow. So we in this for the long haul, brother. And I thank you. I thank Scotty because this is the reason why we do it. It's because of you. You know, there's times where Scotty is sick or man, got something to do. Or I got to do something. And I'm like, oh, man, I need to do this business-wise and I need to – And so, this is going to interfere, but I got to do the show. And then you know what happens? Think about Rob. I think about Scotty. I think about you all that listen to this network. I think about every single person that is here. I think about Brother Davis. I think about Brother Bragg. I think about Roz. I think about Mel. I think about Sharif. I think about every single person. I think about you, Sister Shine. Think about everyone. And I think, what is it that I can do? And that's all you can really do is just what you can. And that is enough. But listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Much love, much respect, Rob. Get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Think about you too, VP.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Just before we went the last hour of the show, so definitely if you'd like to jump in, we'd love to hear from you. A dialogue is much more important than a monologue, meaning me and you talking or you and us all engaging in a conversation is more important in that overall energy exchange than just one person. And that was so exemplified with our brother Rob. And much love, much respect to Rob, a true warrior. And I'm going to tell you one more time, a soldier could never do what a warrior thinks. Continue to create, my brother, continue to create. And all of the sisters and everyone else that's in the same similar predicament, the great creator is not wasteful. You are a true, magnificent, living entity that can create just as equally. So let's do it. All right. So I want to get into today's show. And it's the Dreams have a way of becoming nightmares, and nightmares have a way of dreams have a way of becoming nightmares, and nightmares have a way of becoming reality. America. Meaning that America is just that. And this is something that continues to happen throughout history because that's what the system has created. And so we look at the border disputes and everything else. And as we said, you know, when you look at real borders, they're always going to show you a map. Every map is a strategical plan to destroy. To destroy this area because they have this there. And they create the whole paradigm for that. I would love for us to return to our true universal selves and look at the living planet Earth as the entity and as the living entity that it is, without lines of man, with the graffiti of man, the destructive graffiti of man, but the essence of it, her true beauty, because Earth is known as a her, because of how she resonates, her true beauty and her distinguishable abilities and powers, which we should appreciate. So today's show, just wanted to chime that out. But there's an article, and there was an article from Christian Post. It says, biracial ESPN anchor says, she says worst racism she receives comes from black people. And I want to touch on this. And I said, I hope we all see the problem here. And here's the problem that I see. Doesn't make it correct, but here's the problem that I see. Whenever I hear someone say, people, they are talking about themselves. That low frequency and energy that they're letting loose in themselves. Because I don't care who you are, white people aren't evil. Black people aren't evil. There are individuals that are evil. And there's a collective group that they go with to do that. Whenever you say black people or you say white people, well, what about that great, loving black person that happened to save your life? You didn't exclude them in your overall evil pitch. This is why it's an evil pitch. It's an evil pitch because this society has taught us to be evil and to resonate in evil so that we can get ahead by evil means and methodology. And this is why we talk the way that we talk. This is why we cast the spells, the destructive spells that we cast. This is why we resonate the way that we resonate, because we resonate towards in God we trust. We turn our back on the great creator. This is why you will never hear me say red people, yellow people, black people, white people, because the great creator has made all living entities and given them the ability of certain things, and I don't take that for granted. And I'm not talking about if I have a disagreement with one person, I don't carry that disagreement over to other people. That disagreement should be between that individual. Now, are there organizations? Like you'll hear people say, well, racist people. That's different. That's when you hear people say about white supremacist people. That's different because those individuals have chosen to do that. Do you not know that Hitler had black people that were a part of the Nazi organization? Did you not know that Hitler had black SS officers? But see, history don't want you to see that because they don't want you to know it, because then they're able to control you, just like Brunitsky said on the news. It's their job to control your mind. So Sage, what she was talking, I see you, Brother Davis, I'm going to go to you in a second. What Sage was talking about was that, and you know and I know, that people can be evil of all cloak because there's a choice of theirs to do it. You choose to either have, and we are all tempted by it daily. How do we resonate? I could be mean, evil, and everything else if that is my will. If that is how I'm going to respond to it, if that is my choice. Just like everyone else. And I would say be careful, because sometimes that evil that we so call despise, we get so close to it that we become what we had to endure. That's the only thing we focus on. And this is critical in this. I'm going to finish this up. Got Brother Davis in queue. I want him to go ahead and chime in on it. Brother Davis, go ahead.
Hey, brother, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Brother, I love that phrase. Listen, I want to add to your show, brother, because people always blame evil, but they fail to realize that evil is a choice that lies within us, just like good is there. When you choose evil, it's because you have been seduced by that thing that makes you choose evil. There's a sensuality in sin. And if it wasn't so enticing and functional, people wouldn't choose it. But there's a difference between choosing evil and being evil. And when one is evil by nature, they have no compassion nor soul. So you have to understand that just like there are good people, on the most positive level, there are bad people on the most negative level. But these corporations are trying to keep humanity from identifying the truth. We all do the same thing the same way that come natural. So if you take away money, if you take away materialism, all we do is eat and go to the bathroom, think and create. Other than that, there's no one else that has anything more superior than anyone else. I just wanted to add that, brother.
Well said, Brother Davis, as always. And give my regards to Sister Davis, and much love and much respect. Yes, absolutely right. I totally, totally, full-heartedly agree and resonate with what Brother Davis said. And it's very, very important. And I have nothing against Sage. What I do think is that I realize that some of us have been so domesticated and institutionalized that we won't allow our goodness to supersede the opportunity to seize the moment of evil.
Dave.
Yes, sir.
How do we know she ain't being manipulated to say what she said? Because it seemed awful funny to me. It seems awful funny to me that her and Drake is saying the same thing at the same time. I don't believe in coincidences.
No, no. And yes, Scott, and we all know, and this is, there was an agenda behind all of this. There's an agenda behind all of this. Because when we continue to see people, let me show you with the destructive nature and power and what Scotty just said, that how do we know that she's not, exactly. And let me tell you, in my opinion, they foster that mentality because what do? They actually feed and nurture that low frequency in each of us. Whenever you resonate low, the system is always going to feed that. It doesn't want to feed anything that resonates high. So from its overall social media, it's from its overall entertainment, its overall economy that's built by bread, and it's, as you know, man can't live on bread alone, and it's all of its geopolitical, all of its total structure is upholding that because it's a dividing factor so that we won't be able to look at the root of all of the evil. And the root of all of the evil is the stealing of energy. And you have to be a thief to do that. And you have to be a thief that has means in robbing, because you're going to do it by force and fear and intimidation. So they do the intimidating the other way. They give you things for having that standpoint. They'll give you that job for having that type of view. They say that you're the type of person that we want, but that's their choice too. And I always know that my freedom ends, or my sovereignty ends, where someone else's begins. Well, I won't say my sovereignty. Hold on. Let me take that back. My freedom ends where someone else's begins. Because our sovereignty is eternal. So, Scotty, you're absolutely right. And this is why I think it's very critical for us to understand, whenever you have an ill and a hatred of people, you are upholding the demonic energy that resonates in a low frequency of destruction. There is no one that can be excluded from that. It's the true cancer, because it's not organically there. It was created to change your overall operation, for it to grow as a mass and as a tumor, to take over the cells and to change your DNA and to change your overall spiritual DNA, so that you'll make a deal with the devil and the evil. And the devil's not a single entity. It is an energy of will.
Dave, one last thing before you move on to your next callers. Look, that may be her reality. How do we know?
Right.
How do we know that there weren't a group of black people that mistreated her?
Oh, we know that.
But her interpretation is wrong.
Yes.
That was those individuals.
Yes.
I don't know how many black people on the planet, but I'm sure every black person has not mistreated her. And she also has a misunderstanding of what racism is. So, you know, it all depends on her experiences and her perspective. It may be right in her mind, but that don't make it a universal truth. And that's what she fails to understand.
And it's very important for right now, for what's going to be happening, because they are going to re-dig up those things. And we got to go. We got two more callers. And I'm going to say, you know, and I know that we as people, now I'm not talking about we as mere black people. I'm talking about we as human beings have been taught that we can be evil and mean to the root cause. Yes, even in the black neighborhood. Oh, we already know that. Come on. And in other neighborhoods as well, as so-called neighborhoods, white, however you want to classify, we have the ability to. And I'm pretty sure that there were some people that were mean to her, and I'm pretty sure that she was mean to some people because of that, too. It's the nature of things. Remember when Brother Davis talked about the nature? It's in my nature? Well, when you have that venom come and go into you, and you don't discard it, you don't destroy it, when you reproduce it, it becomes your nature. Many people can have a metamorphosis into another living entity. Many of us can go from being a dove, a lion, or to being a snake, all by the choice of our will. We got two other callers. We got to get them, because I got to get in this other part of the show. Very, very important. My man, Mel. Oh, wait, I messed up, because I'm not sure if that's going to be Mel that's calling. Caller out of OKC, what's your name and what is your question or comment?
Yes, sir. Today, this is actually Billy Bob Jr. the third. And blessings, everybody. How's everybody doing?
What's up there, Billy Bob the third?
Yes, I wanted to go back to that brother from Minnesota, Rob.
Yes, Rob.
He was speaking about, you know, being, you know, doing his business, his whatever business he was doing, and he said he was so unsuccessful, and then he turned around and said that he, you know, is kind of like, you know, he's handsome and he's revered and everything. First off, I want to say to that brother that you are very, very, very fortunate because you're not, you know, in the pen for 35 years. That you winning already. But I wanted to ask him a question, not necessarily a question, but make a statement, because I've heard, I've never done, you know, that type of business, but I've heard that, you know, if you are dealing drugs and you run out of drugs, right, you out, and your connection ain't calling you back, you fiending just like the fiends are fiending. So you're panicking just like they're panicking. So that energy that you're going to put forth, you might even make a mistake and go to another person that you might not necessarily deal with and end up get bit by the serpent. What I'm saying is kind of a statement, but take that energy, because I know for a fact what I've heard, that if you out and they calling for it, then you just you a fiend just like them. So you are very successful that you are still here to talk about it, first off. But that energy that you are, you know, you're trying to get it for your people. So take that energy and turn it into collective prudence. And take that energy and the vainness, all of that, let that go. But that was just a little bit of advice, you know what I'm saying? That energy could be so powerful because most people on the streets that revered could be Fortune 500 company, you know, builders. They could be COOs, CEOs. And I just want my people to take that energy, man. I mean, we have such business minds that we don't even realize. And, you know, that just, you know, I just want you to tap into
so
that.
Man, so true. So true, man. And I'm going to tell you, man, a lot of people that I've met, a lot of warriors, because you know why, that have been engaged in different what they call nefarious activities. You know why? Because some of them, the way they resonate, depending on how they resonate, a lot of them rebel rule because they're so free. A lot of them rebel rule. And so my man Rob is always, I have full faith and confidence in that brother and who he is because of what he's always, what he's been through, but he's already made it past that. This is just a small step in this eternal journey that he's on. So well said, Mel. Let's get to some of these other calls. Much love, much respect, my brother.
Likewise.
Peace. Let me, because we had a little Hello? Background noise. Let me, yeah, one sec. Hold on one sec. We got another caller. Sorry about that, Brother Davis. Go ahead, caller 312, area code.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, brother? How you doing? What's your name, where you calling from, and what's your question or comment?
This is Mayhem, coming from Indiana.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, I just want to... a few words. I just want to tell you, man, what you're speaking is real true, what's going on. People are casting spells. And what you said about Hitler is very profound because people don't realize that every elite nationality come together to feed off the as they call it, the bottom feeders. And that's what's yeah. going on right now. And people don't realize that. But like I said, I just want to commend you that you're speaking what you're speaking, because when you look and hear with the digital radio, people are casting spells, good or bad, and we're being caught up. But I just want to tell you what you're speaking is good. But we need to guard our mind and see what's really going on, because we're living in some fantastic times right by now. That's all I want to say.
Man, well said, brother. I appreciate you calling in and you being who you are. And, you know, let me just say this real quick. Jerry, I'm going to come to you in one sec. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break, but I'm going to come to you right after the commercial break, Jerry, because I don't want to interrupt with your question or your comment. What I want to say is this. I'm not attacking Sage. I love Sage. I don't even know Sage, but I love her. And I love pretty much everyone. Just because I love you don't mean I like you. That's a difference. There's a difference between love. But my love for you means that I have an obligation to you in spite of what my emotions are. My liking has a little more play. I don't want to fool with you. That's different. But I will mean you no harm. But I use Sage as an example because I think that Sage is capable of coming past this and seeing this for what it really, really, really is. And just because we've heard it, saying black people are this or that and white people are this and that, you have just shown that you are foolishly naive and ignorant to the truth. The truth is there's individuals of everything. And they all have different choices. All have different choices. So that was the only thing, not knocking. And I think that she has the ability to see that. But the choice will be up to her because it could be so deep, the wound. I'm going to tell you, a hurt child always grows up to be an angry adult. And many of us have been so hurt as children that we walk around as angry adults. And the system loves it. They create this pedophile nature. They create this child abuse. Get ready to go to a commercial break so that children can be hurt as much as they can because then they know that as they get older, they will be subjects of theirs and of the system, and they will rebuke their own independence, sovereignty, and self-determining direction of collective prudence and understanding what real love is all about and the beauty of it all. So listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we got my man Jerry in queue, and then we're going to go. I got to want to play something for you all, and you're listening to Tando Radio Show, but don't hesitate. If you want to jump in on the conversation, we'll put it off. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. The dreams have a way of becoming nightmares, and nightmares have a way of becoming reality. America. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And I am your host, Dave from L.A., and if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. And we were talking about the reality, the nightmare that has become a reality of America. We got our man Jerry in queue. We're going to go to Jerry. Then there's something else that I want to play before we get out of here. So let's go to my man Jerry. Jerry, shoot, my man.
Hey, Dave, what's going on tonight?
What's
up,
brother?
Everybody, how y'all doing?
Good. Always love to hear from you. What's up, man?
Man, I was on the I got on a lot late today. I was talking with my mother, and something interesting happened. And I just wanted to ask everybody a question. Did y'all see what a spokesman throw up the WP on CNN the other day? Did you catch that, Dave?
No. What happened, Jerry?
Yeah. All right. Thank you. he threw up the WP. You know, the WP stands for white power.
He
threw this sign up on national TV, and nobody blinked the eye. So my question is that,
indoctrination.
I talked to Scotty about this, and about how all of these white people was going to start getting a little bolder day by day. Now, and I want to know, have anybody ran into anybody, whether it's a coworker, a neighbor, just at the grocery store, anything, where you've seen this type of stuff happening? Because I just had a man today while I was talking with my mother asked me to put my dogs in the house because he didn't want to hear them barking. Now, I laughed this off after I told him off, but I could only imagine how much more serious this thing will get as the time goes on. And I was just wondering, had anybody had any experiences? Because it may be off subject from what you're talking about, but this is part of that that nightmare that you're speaking of.
Well, you know what, Jerry? It is, because that's what the system wants to happen. And when you say that he put up the WP, that was completely intentional. Completely intentional. I didn't see it because I don't watch that much.
You are right. It was a pose. He wasn't flashing it. It was a pose. Like a jailhouse pose. The way he threw that up and he held it.
Yeah, and there's a reason why, and definitely because they're trying to antagonize, and what they're creating is the environment of destruction that they're going to move into in this next phase. And this is what the next part of the show is going to be about. And it's very critical that we really, really listen to this next phase. And I'm probably going to have to do a two-part series. This is going to be one socially, then it's going to be one economically. And it's very, very important that we do that. And I'm not surprised. I anticipated it. I actually thought that this was going to bring out all types of evil on all sides, because it's the perfect environment for it. It's the arena for it. It is, you know, this brutal sport, this blood sport that we have of subjugation and indoctrination and enslavement. I always like to say nobody wants to be a slave, but everybody definitely wants to have one. And it's a very different, what I mean by that, you know, when we really think about it from this institutionalized thinking, that's what it breeds. And we have to break that. So, no, I didn't see that at all. Jerry, I'm going to try to look it up, but this goes right in line to where I'm going to be going next, which we got to get to. So thanks, Jerry. And then did I lose Jerry? No. Okay. So, yeah,
no,
we'll check it out. And let me see. Scotty said, I have seen both reactions from white people since Trump's election. Some go out of their way to be nice, but some shoot me that evil eye, but they don't say anything. Yeah, this is all part of it all. This is why this stuff is intentionally being brought up and is going to be stirred up on all sides from all people. What it is is that they're trying to get people to make a choice, a dividing choice. And that dividing choice means that they continue to rule, because you're playing by their rules. So we're going to check that out. So great, great point, Jerry. And much love, much respect. I got another caller. Then I want to get back into the show. Rob, did you have something? Rob? Okay, may have inadvertently.
You hear me?
Oh, sorry, Rob. Sorry about that. Oops. Yeah, sorry about that, Rob. Go ahead.
No problem. I was just going to add that me and the lady was at a store one day, and
the teller had told us that the white lady before us had called her biracial something and told her that she was coming back to get her after Trump was inaugurated.
I'm not surprised. I am not surprised. The overall, there is a lie in wait mentality that happens. And this is the thing about being evil, is that it's looking for an opportunity. It doesn't care what it is. It wants to spit its venom because that's the only release of it. That's the pleasure that they want, and this is going to continue to really, really spread, and it's very, very dangerous. And then the next this part of the show, we only got to have a little bit because CC's show is coming on right. I'm got to end in 9 minutes. I see you, CC. I totally forgot. I'm gonna be listening, but I don't know if I'm gonna be able to join in because it's gonna be loud where I was going. I totally got excited. And I missed. Forgot Dav had me going somewhere. It's my mom's birthday, so I missed some stuff. So we got my man, Brother Braggs. I know Brother Braggs is there because I can hear him. I can hear him, Brother Braggs. Go ahead.
Hey, peace, man. I was just sitting, man. Great show, Dav, no doubt. Hey,
thank you, brother.
Hey, listen, man. I was just sitting here looking at this Justice Department reverses directive to phase out private prisons. And that's Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced on Thursday the Justice Department would rescind the department's previous directive to scale back the use of private prisons. I hereby rescind the memorandum dated August 18, 2016, sent to you by former Deputy Attorney General Sally Q. Yates entitled Reducing Our Use of Private Prisons. Sessions wrote in a directive sent to Active Federal Bureau of Prisons Director Thomas Kane. The memorandum changed longstanding policy and practice and impaired the Bureau's ability to meet the future needs of federal correctional system, Sessions added. The new director withdrew Yates' memo, which had asked the Prison Bureau to substantially reduce its use of private prisons in a manner consistent with law overall decline of the Bureau's inmate population. Private prisons served an important role during a difficult period, but time has shown that they compete poorly to our own Bureau facilities, Yates wrote in her memo. I just wanted y'all to hear that because these boys, they playing the game now. You know this country's built on slavery. They don't want slavery to go.
It's only going to ranch it up. Man, you know what? So, so important. I'm not surprised. I actually anticipated that. So, well point, Brother Braggs. We're going to have to, man, we need to really look at this and see how this is going to go. But what I really want to do now, thanks, Brother Brad. So important because I didn't know that came about, and I may have missed it. Brother Brad may have sent it to me, but I may have missed it today because I was somewhere I didn't have reception. But check this out. This goes all hand in hand. We got like 5 minutes. What I want you to do is I want you to see where this is all going, and it's nothing new at all. I had, and we're going to come back to this because it's so important. This comes from the History Channel. We only got like 7 minutes left, but I want to get into this so that you can see where this is all coming from, and it's nothing new. We're going to look at this from the geopolitical, and we're going to look at this from the economic standpoint. It is all a part of the game that's being played here, and they want us to fall for it. And I think it's so important for us not to play by the rules, because if we play by their rules, they rule. Okay, so listen, this is the rise of the Third Reich. It is all what you all were just saying when Jerry called in, what Brother Braggs just read, and what Rob said, and what everybody else was talking about. This is what this is all this environment is about. And when Scotty said she may be being enticed or she not so much told or actually instigating or encouraged to say these types of things, but it doesn't take much encouraging in today's world because we've been so indoctrinated and bombarded with that, we accept that as our reality. So what I want to do is I want to play this for you. We got like 5 minutes left before we get out of here, so just really listen. I'm going to extend this. We're going to pick up from here later on tomorrow, and into next week because we got to hear this because this is the setup. Here we go. This is the rise of the Third Reich.
It was the 10th of February, 1933.
You hear them soon.
Although they had never captured more than 37% of the popular vote, the Nazis were the largest political party in Germany.
They weren't political.
So, German leaders installed Hitler as chancellor.
Leader of Germany, Adolf Hitler.
As many as 20 million people across Germany were tuned in to this radio broadcast. Hitler's largest audience ever.
Had a lot of people in his audience.
Dave, the audio's not coming through, man.
Germans, my people, my party members. All right, I'm going to stop this here because we'll pick this up because... Oh, shoot. I messed up. That was the wrong part. Okay, that was the wrong part of it. But we already know the outcome of that. But we're going to come back to that tomorrow. We'll pick it up from there. It actually didn't pick up where I wanted to pick it up from, but that's all right. I messed up. But we already know that this is going to be about Hitler. See, we could sit back here from hindsight and say, oh, well, we know where this is going to go. But here's the question. If you were there, would you have been able to see the evil before it came? That's the real question. Would you have been able to identify the evil before it came and all its deception and all of its trickery? And I ask you that question is because we already know from hindsight what that was all about. But what we never really looked at is what happened before then and what created that environment for that to happen. And that evil is showing it's rearing its ugly face once again now. And it's been doing it for some time. It's rooting itself. The thing is that we have to be able to detect and discern so that we won't become a proponent. I mean, and so that we won't be a propellant and one that gives energy to it and we give it momentum. Because if we give it momentum, there's nothing evil about Hitler that we wouldn't have engaged in ourselves. And when you see this, and when we go through this, you'll see it is incumbent upon us never ever to allow the system to reintroduce this, that we actually uphold it. Because Hitler was one individual. It was everyone else that gave energy to it that made him a legend. So much love, much respect to you all. We got to get ready to get out of here. Cece is coming on right after Tando Radio Show. She has a special guest, Ms. Jackson, the ex-IRS agent. Very, very important. All of you that's listening to Tando Radio Show, you want to hold on to that one. That's going to be a good one. I actually had the opportunity to speak to Ms. Jackson before. Dynamic sister, and our dynamic golden voice of Cece is going to be on with her and BIB, Black in Business, so important. And everyone,
It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.